Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Dr. Barclay Butler, Component Acquisition Executive at the Defense Health Agency. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Mark Newsom. So, Dr. Butler, agile has not normally been a term associated with procurement or acquisition. You've embraced the agile principles, as I understand it, in contracting with forthcoming pilots. Can you provide details on how agile will deliver the change you desire?
Yeah, agile is a concept that was really came out of the software development industry. And it was a concept that didn't look at surrogates of measures of performance. I didn't say that, gosh, you produce these documents, so your software must be doing good. It actually breaks that mold and says, looks at the software itself. How is the software doing itself in very short segments? It also allows you to evolve the requirements. Remember the program manager's iron triangle, requirements, cost, and schedule, right? Under waterfall, requirements are fixed, and it's cost and schedule that changes. Under agile, it's cost and schedule that are fixed, and the requirements can fluctuate. And it's because the requirements can fluctuate is that as the development of the software goes on, the end customer gets a better product because they get to shape it. Well, take that to a contracting officer and say, hey, I want a contract and the requirements change. And they just get sweaty upper lip. I mean, this is the wrong thing for them to do. But so what we do in the agile software development world is that we create all these artifacts because it is our contracting processes that are very waterfall-ish. And we want to break that mold. So how do I create a contract that looks at the development of the software and the output of the system and has the end customers say, yes, I like what I see as a measure, and keep going along that path as contrasted to any other surrogate measure. That'll be a trick. Although we've done it in government, I just got to find out who's done it and who's done it well and apply it within our own organization. I'll tell you, Colonel Wilson out of our systems design group, he is using agile development, agile implementation. So what I want to do is now marry one of his small projects up with an agile contracting piece, train my contracting officers how to write agile contracts. Now I got a process that I can then expand more broadly.
Tell us a little bit more about your partnership and collaboration with General Services Administration. How's that relationship evolved over the past year or so? And what other agencies are you leveraging to achieve the mission?
Yeah, we're getting closer and closer with GSA. We've worked out an arrangement, and you probably know that they have the Health Information Technology SIN, the special item number. And that is a number of companies, probably well over 100 now, that are part of this GSA SIN, that we will focus a lot of our services, our professional services, in that direction. And with that, as our spend goes up, GSA gives us a better cut on the fee. That's a good thing. And GSA brings other opportunity cost savings to us as well. It doesn't mean that I'll do everything through GSA. There are other vehicles that are out there that are very specialized that I can use to the benefit of the DHA. And so whereas my primary focus is going to go to GSA vehicles, where it makes sense, I'll use other ones. There are, for example, technical vehicles out there that lead to prototypes. I will use mm-hmm. those where it's most appropriate. There's the other transaction authority that I'll use. Mm-hmm. There's a NASA SOUP that I will likely mm-hmm. use for IT products. So where it makes sense, I'll go in other directions, but we will be substantially focused toward the GSA.
So sort of turning to the future, what are some of the major opportunities and perhaps challenges your organization will encounter in the next couple of years? And more importantly, how do you envision your organization evolving to meet those challenges and seize those opportunities?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge is really a challenge that we have for the nation. I remember an article I read I think it was even this week out of the Wall Street Journal, an economist by the name of William Baumol recently died, 95 years old, wonderful long life. And he discovered the reason why some industries have a much higher rate of cost increase than other industries do. And of course, healthcare being one of them. So as a nation, we're really facing that. And of course, you know, it's like all economists, when I tell you the reason, it'll be like, yeah, no kidding. It seems patently obvious, but they get Nobel Prizes for that. And I can say that because my son-in-law is an economist. Anyways, so he showed that it is the fundamental physical nature, the labor part of that, that is the reason why certain industries have higher cost rates, higher increases in costs than any other industry. So as a nation and as a DHA, what are we doing to make that clinical encounter as effective and productive as we possibly can? How do we get the provider, the doctor, nurse, the clinician, the right kind of information so they can be maximally effective with their patient? How do we inform the patient so the patient understands what's going on and can be most communicative with the provider? How do we shape those encounters so the patient is going to see the provider only when they really need to be? Mm-hmm. What about nurse address advice lines? What about telemedicine? Are there other ways that will satisfy what that patient needs short of a clinical encounter? So it's doing everything we can do to maximize the value of that clinical encounter when I need it. I think that's what we have to do in the Defense Health Agency. I think that's what we have to do more broadly as a nation. It's one of those fundamental concepts that prices will rise higher. How do we shape that curve and bend that curve down?
So, you know, Dr. Butler, what advice would you give someone who's perhaps thinking about a career in public service?
Well, I've been in and out of public service, and I'll tell you, both domains are tremendously exciting. On the private sector side, wow, the rewards are huge and the pace is fast. It's really an exciting place to be. Coming back into public service, it brings that added connection to the mission. And there's nothing more rewarding than having that connection to the mission, knowing that you're helping the nation, knowing that you're helping your fellow service members, and that you are really making an impact on how we are progressing as a nation. You know, I remember Dr. Geis, Karen Geis, she was the principal deputy of Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs. And she was giving a talk at a woman's forum. And one of the people asked her, said, what were one of the things you did in your career? And she said, you know, when a door opened, I went through it. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, it was a great decision. Sometimes it didn't, but most of the time, it was great. Admiral Bono opened this door for me, and I went through it. Couldn't be happier. It's a great place to be. DHA is a great place to work, and I would encourage public service to anybody.
Wonderful way to end this conversation. Thanks for taking some time out of your day. But more importantly, Mark and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you very much.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with Dr. Barclay Butler, the Defense Health Agency's Component Acquisition Executive. My co-host from IBM has been Mark Newsom. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.